Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, April 19th, 2015. Wishing everyone a beautiful Sunday. Welcome to all those of you who are joining for the first time or those of you who have been coming week to week for the past year and a half or more even. The time is flying by. And this month in particular, because we have the sun that has just transited into its natural first house of the zodiac, which means that it's exalted. It's exalted in Aries. You can read about that. Radha has, our Vedic astrologer, has done a beautiful write-up. You may have received it in your email inbox, or you can go on to Sundays with Sucharita blog and read the sun transit into the sign of Aries. It's really, really important that we tune in to the natural movement of the sun every month as each month goes by. Now, we're pretty used to the beginning of the year being January 1st, and that's when we should start to think about our goals and what we want to accomplish in a year. And that's good, although what we're finding when we study with Dr. Pillai is time is of the essence. So when we are thinking and speaking and acting, if we are in alignment with the natural energies that are showing up in our surroundings and being impacted, and we're being impacted by the planets and all of nature, when we're in the natural alignment, then we can carry out our activities. The right thoughts will come to us. The thoughts lead to the right actions. And then when we take action, we will see results coming more smoothly. So people say, well, I'm thinking I want to do this, this, and this. And so that's what we're here to do this during Sundays with Sucharita. Follow the movement of the sun every month, see what's happening every week, that we can tap into some greater energies and get a better understanding of what it is that lies ahead, and then be in alignment with that, because we all know that time flies. And if we don't use our time wisely, we may not be paying attention to how our finances are, our health is going, our relationships are. And then at the end of the day, we're just like, okay, what do I have to be really grateful for? You know, all that time, money, and energy, and all the efforts that I've put in, what has come out of that? So if you haven't been, paying attention to that, that's something that we want to bring to everyone's awareness now. It's so important that the sun moving into Aries is going to be impacting how we present ourselves and so how we are perceived by others. And then what will happen is that energy will come through us and people will respond accordingly. So we'll never, ever be a victim to our circumstance. You know, on some level we've said, okay, well, let's... In this lifetime, I want to be a doctor, and then I want to have, three kids and have a Jeep and live in the burbs. Some people will say, you know, I just want to be completely spiritual, and, I'm going to show up in the 21st century and see how it goes, with my begging bowl and my monk outfit. And that might work. You know, if that's your dharma, if that's your karma. However, as Dr. Pillai says, even people who are on the spiritual path, they have to have a roof over their head. It's not so easy to, just show up and have a begging bowl in a modern city. So then there's a dilemma. So we're here to find out what our soul wants to do in this lifetime. And the sun and sun days will help the soul help the soul to reveal to us what it is that we need to focus on. So Sun moving through Aries is going to help to empower us to make sure that we are paying attention to our health, pay attention to our relationships, pay attention to our finances, pay attention to our career path. So some people will say, well, I just want to do a business, and every time I start up a business, it fails. Or I just want to have a relationship. Every time I start up a relationship, it fails. Or I just want to have, you know, go into spirituality full on. And I go for it, and then I can't commit myself. I get distracted. And so we have to find out. How do we find out? How do we find out? So there are many programs offered through Pillai Center, and when you jump into a program, you commit yourself to a program, and it can be a one-day, a one-hour program. There's webcasts that are available where Dr. Pillai is giving an initiation, and he initiates you into a level of your consciousness that will understand what it needs to do with this teaching that he's giving at a particular time. So as he had a Vedic New Year webcast, and it's a really powerful webcast. If you missed it, there is it's still available on Pillai Center, as all the webcasts are in the past, because they are teachings. And with each spiritual teaching, it's going to remove a layer of your consciousness that is blocking you from receiving blessings. So as these layers get removed with these teachings that Dr. Pillai gives, then you'll be more in alignment with your true soul's evolution. And when you are in alignment with that true soul's evolution, then the sun is shining all the time. So even if it isn't, because it's an internal sun, right? It's that light from within that gives us intelligence and says, okay, go here, go there. It's our intuition. It's our soul. It's that guiding force that the spiritual master, teacher, guru dispels that darkness, that film over it. It uncovers it. So everybody is enlightened inside. It's just that we have layers and layers and layers of whatever that we're trying to remove. So that we can see more. And then when we see more, we have more knowledge, and with that knowledge, we can act accordingly. We can choose wisely. Mm-hmm. So the sun transiting in Aries is going to make everyone to feel on fire. Some, it's going to make you to feel uncomfortable because the spirit does not want you to be lazy. It doesn't want you to be just comfortable. It wants you to keep thriving and keep growing and keep challenging yourself. If you're complacent, then you're just going to be stuck eventually. Even if you say, oh, I'm totally blissed out, I'm okay with everything, the spirit will do something to blow that situation up. Even the Dalai Lama, someone great like the Dalai Lama, he got kicked out. And he has to go around the world. That's his dharma. That's his karma. That's the dharma. Right? Maybe he just wanted to be hanging out in Laosu or whatever they hang, wherever they hang out, and just stay there. But no, he has to. The spirit moves. The spirit wants. This is the golden age. So this is where spirituality has to go to great heights, and that's the true wealth. So if you haven't, if you feel like you're not inspired enough or you feel like you don't have the proper direction, then get this recording of the webcast that's offered on Pillai Center from the Vedic New Year. And that will empower you to understand what your soul needs to do. No one can tell you. You can't even tell yourself. You can say, I'm setting my goals. These are my goals. And then you go for your goals and then something comes and knocks you off your feet, and you go, well, I am, I'm trying, I'm going in this direction, I've done everything I can do, I'm so discouraged, this, and this, and so on it goes. And then you have to get more light you shed on that situation. So if you have a problem in life, you don't just sit there and get stuck. You do for some time, and then you have to take action to come out of it. And either someone will come along and say, listen, you got to get this sorted out, or you will reach out to someone and help to ask for help to get that sorted out. So the key is, as the sun's transiting Aries, is to sit and write your goals. And yes, we've done this in other programs, and we continue to do it, because if we don't, whatever we don't put our mind or attention to, that will manifest. Whatever we do put our mind and attention to, it will manifest. So writing the goals is very important. And the thing is, too, is that you can continue to tweak your goals. So just because you said, okay, well, I want this to happen, and I'm just going to focus on this, and then it's not manifesting, then the divine energy isn't in alignment with what that goal, particular goal is. So this year, the sun transiting through this whole year is going to be all about your relationships, how you relate to yourself and how you relate to others. So there's offerings available. There's a whole one-year relationship offering available through AstroVed, and we'll put that link in our newsletter. Yadna will do the write-up, and it's a really powerful program to be in if you have had relationship issues and you see the pattern over and over and you just can't break it. You know, this will be a really helpful thing for you to do, is immerse in a full year program. Or you can go through Pillai Center and they have soul cleansing remedies for relationships. So if the whole theme of the year is to support the development of beautiful relationships, then focus on that. Because with beautiful relationships, what usually happens? You're happier, you're interacting with others who can support you, you feel like you're completely loved and understood, and you belong. And then what happens is you start to create opportunities, or maybe people present you with opportunities to come up in your life, improve your health, improve your well-being, improve your finances, improve your job situation or your business situation. It helps you to get in alignment with that, those energies. So we say that every year, is that Dr. Pillai says, okay, write your goals, and then every day you should write your goals. So if your goals are, you know, related to money, relationship, spirituality, health, career, you know, whatever it is, you just have one word. That's all you need to cue your brain. Dr. Pillai is all about getting your brain in alignment with the goal that you want to achieve. So I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about, I had mentioned about my experience. I had written down a list of people's names that I wanted to have improvements in those relationships, and to have some sort of resolve. And then I totally forgot about it because the focus of that that year was a different thing. That time period was a different topic. But then throughout that whole situation, what happened is I looked back on the notes and all those relationships had gotten cleared up. So that's the beauty of when you put in your intention and you do your practices every day. And then the divine says, okay, well, they're focusing on this, so I'll just take care of these other things too to make sure that they're out of the way. Because there's only so much time that we have every day to do our meditations and then to do our daily practices, our daily living, our activities, all these things. So sun is really firing everybody up. It can also destroy things. So you have to be careful. Where is your sun? Find out where your sun is in the birth chart. That's very easy to do. You can just go on Palaiseh or Astrovet, and then you can put in your birth information, and then they give you a Vedic chart. You can see where your sun is. You can go on to Astrovet, and they have, you can go into the free learning, and they have tools where you can find out, okay, the sun in this house means that this, this, and this. And then if you don't understand all that, you can get an astrology consultation and say, okay, in the coming months, what do I need to be focusing on? What does my soul want to reveal to me? So you use these tools as guidelines for you to get the most out of your life. And then when you put yourself into a program, as I was mentioning when we first started, it can be just a webcast, or it can be a more structured program, so you get into a routine. So there's, we have programs for 4 weeks, you have programs for 8 weeks, a couple of months. You can take do an online program. This is all self-study. So when you do your program, if something comes up in your life and you have to take a week off, go on a business trip and it's or some other thing, you can come back to your program and continue it on. And then some people say, I really enjoyed that particular program, whether it's New You or Timeline Jumping, and I really want to go into it because I don't feel like I've manifested. Dr. Ply says you have to at least give yourself 90 days. 90 days. Immerse yourself and totally, totally be honest. And just immerse yourself in that program. Be disciplined. Be dedicated to it. And then after that 90-day period, something will have clicked. It's not to say that that things won't happen before then. They definitely do. If you're sincere and you're disciplined and you... meaning that don't feel like, oh my God, it's going to be like a, work camp or something like that, boot camp. It's just that you put it in your practice every day. And then if you're going to go and waste your time doing other things, watching TV or going out and partying or whatever, then that's not really in alignment. So if it's a 4-week program, start with a 4-week program and just put it into practice every day. And usually the teachings are only maybe about 20 minutes long. And everyone has 20 minutes because we're all traveling. That's easy 20 minutes. Or we have to wait in line so many times, at different places. You can just have your headset on and do the meditation while you're en route. Or do a mantra practice. Or have it playing in the background at your place. Or in your office space, if that's conducive. Won't be disturbing others or attracting attention unnecessarily by your work colleagues. So, the practices are very, or the programs are very, very helpful in that you can experience results in a very short period of time relative to what you've been doing for years and years and years and years and years and getting no results or up and down results. So webcasts, they're very powerful initiation times. There's another one coming up. It's the Narasimha webcast. We'll talk about that after we come out of the meditation. And this week in particular is going to be a really powerful week because if you have had problems with your finances, which everyone, and it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you still want more. And that's the truth. So you think it still, maybe it's not a want, but you're still looking at ways where you can get more because, it's something in you that just says, I just want to create, create, create. And those things all that you want to create or want to, work towards achieving those goals, they always produce money because that's in your consciousness. Who knows if it's from previous lifetime and it's carried on. Maybe you want to make money so that you can help other people. So anyways, the energy of this week is going to be all about bringing in the energy of Lakshmi because it's Akshaya Tritiya, which means this time period once a year. If you participate in some remedy or service or they can't afford, then you just participate and you practice bringing in Lakshmi consciousness into your life, then you will, and you pray for your wealth to just never decline. So it's a time period for non-declining wealth. Why does it exist? You can read about it on Astroveda. You can read about it on Ply Center. We'll talk about it a little bit more after our meditation. But the energy of Lakshmi is, in particular, on this non-declining moon at this particular time of the year. If you've done this in previous years, you know what I'm talking about. Even if your karma comes and says you have to experience loss, financial loss, because you have participated in paying attention to Lakshmi at this point in time and then thereafter continuing to propitiate during Venus horas or maybe on Fridays or on full moons when her energy is available and you're doing your best you can throughout the year, your wealth will sustain. It won't go down. It may look like it's dipping in your bank account, but what will happen is something will come, someone will give you something that you would have had to spend. So it won't take away your wealth to go down to, you know, debt. So try it out. As Dr. Ply says, all these teachings that are offered through Ply Center and Astroveda are to help everyone in the world to experience when they tap into these power times and they're sincere in their efforts, then who is there? The divine. And the divine archetype, Lakshmi, wants to give you everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. So if you have not been able to manifest or your wealth has been going here, going there, and it's never enough, it gets depleted faster than all of us know. You know, we've all experienced that. Where does the money go? I get my paycheck and, or I get a business deal or my, you know, I sell something and then all of a sudden it has to go to something else. Some other thing comes up, you know, that all of a sudden I have to pay for that. That happens all the time to everyone. So no one is excluded. So Lakshmi will take care so that that money doesn't go away from you. You will have non-declining or non-decreasing wealth. And it's because it's a consciousness. And not only financial wealth and material wealth, but health and happiness and well-being will be there. Monitor your emotions when you look at your bank account. Or when you don't even have to look at it. Some of us just think about it. Right? And then you think, oh, it's summertime. It would be nice to go for, summer's coming up. It would be nice to go for a nice vacation. Oh, cha-ching. Right? Or I want to get that new outfit, new wardrobe. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm. Or wouldn't it be nice to have a convertible car? Cha-ching. So everything that we do in this world, we need to have the money to do it. And when we have the money to do it, what do we feel like? $1 million. Right? We feel so good. So that it's not just about having money in the bank, because there are people who have money in the bank and they're miserable. They don't have enough. Or their money, you know, that makes them to feel worried because somebody's going to ask them. Oh, they're just my friend because they just want something from me. Oh my God, what a way to live, right? Or if I give to this charity, they're going to it's a rip-off. They're just going to take it. It's not even going to go to the, that's, you know, what kind of thinking is that? So Lakshmi will just be available to everybody. Lakshmi's energy will be available to everyone to help them to understand about true wealth. Not only just having the finances and the money in the bank and then having an emotional response, because we all know we've gone out and we bought that fabulous pair of shoes, or we participated in something, maybe gone to a wedding or gone on a trip or bought a car or a house or whatever, and we still have anxiety. Or it's, we thought it was going to, you know, be wonderful to spend that money on our kids, and then they're like, oh, I don't like that thing that you bought me. And it totally makes us to feel bad, you know, not so good. So, you know, we want to, in this program, is to check out every week what energy is available and then cultivate that energy thereafter. Tap into it and cultivate it. So without further ado, let's put our attention inside. And we'll have a little bit of a guided meditation so that we can access the energy of Lakshmi and to feel what that's like inside of us. Because whatever is inside of us is what we are going to attract outside of us. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the blog. The recordings are posted every week. And then Yagna will do the write-up and you can check out the different things that we talked about, and there will be links to the websites for the different services and offerings and more information about how to tap into the energy of Akshaya Tritiya this week. And then also the sun transiting into Aries and getting the most out of it. So that you can set the stage for a great year ahead with divine support in that guidance from your higher self, your divine self. So this is the time of the call where we'll open up and we'll see or listen to what people have to share, maybe about this meditation, maybe have questions about this upcoming Akshaya Tritiya, or any of the programs that are going to be happening or have gone on, the webcast and things like that that are happening at the Reply Center after that. Or you can just share your experiences of how it's been for you on this path with Dr. Pillai. And we certainly have heard that people, the members who have been joining this program and other programs, once they get on the path, it's such a wonderful journey. But it also has its moments where it can be very discouraging. So that's what we're here to do, is support you through the whole process and just let you know, hey, you're not alone, and you can relate to other people that you may not be able to do in your own place, wherever you are in the world, or with family members. Maybe they don't understand the path that you're on, but we certainly do. So let's open it up. It's so star 6 is what you press on your keypad. And then you can just ask a question or share your experience. It might take a little bit to come out of that meditation. That was kind of fun. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Do I have the line open properly? Can someone just press star 6 or ping me on Skype and say, yeah, the line is open? Cool. Okay, Yagna, I won't ask you anything, but just open the line, please. Can you please, but let me know if the line's open.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay,
great. Great. Thank you so much. You're welcome to share if anyone wants to share.
How do I mute back again?
Press star 6.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. How was the meditation? I'll ask the questions. How was the meditation?
It was great.
Yeah? What did you experience?
Very good. Peace. I'm hoping for some gold to come pouring into me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Yagna.
This is a meditation we practice every day until Aksha Tritya.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give us a goal.
And it's great that you're saying those words, gold, G-O-L-D,
yes.
And then the word goal. Did you say the word goal?
I did.
G-O-A-L. Yeah.
G-O-A-L, because, yeah.
Yeah. If we don't have peace of mind, Yagna, and everyone else, what happens in our life?
We'll get distracted.
Yeah. And when we get distracted, we lose our focus, we lose our direction. And so the sounds, shreem and brzee together, the sound shreem gives us direction, and brzee is the target for wealth. It's the highest vibrating sound of wealth. And it was revealed to Dr. Ply many years ago. And it brings in Lakshmi consciousness, but also, not only that, it locks into our consciousness. Once in there, it will grow and grow and grow. And we, just like if we pay attention to if we're going to grow something like our bank account, or we're going to grow a plant, or we're going to grow something, when we pay attention to it, we put care and we keep focusing on it, it's going to grow. So it's easy with the sounds of Lakshmi. The shreem gives you the direction. So it will have this internal direction. It will say, I am the director now. So this sound will tell you, keep saying the sound for one, repeating it, doing mantra practice, easy enough. You can do it anywhere, anytime. No hard and fast rules. If you can't be doing it every time throughout the day, you can go grab one of those apps on Ashurved. And it even has a Lakshmi app. And it will tell you when Lakshmi Hora is coming up. And it will tell you how to say the sounds for Lakshmi. So when we're continuously moving throughout the day, and we're looking in our world, and we're, instead of saying, oh, I wish I could have that, or wish I could do this, wish, wishy-washy, as Dr. Ply says, don't wish it, just say, that's mine, shreem. I'm going to get that, shreem. And then the brzee is, it will just kind of lock that into your consciousness, so it will give you direction, it will keep your mind focused on that goal, that thing, that idea, that concept, that project, that if it's a relationship even, because a lot of us say, well, I can't have a relationship with this person because they are, you know, out of my league. So something that can help you to focus your mind and your attention will bring you that goal. This is the sound that will do it, either shreem or brzee, but to do it together, my God, it's explosive. So when you're feeling that sense, as Yagna said, I feel this sense of peace. When you have stillness, or peace of mind. There's no distraction, and who's there? The divine.
Sucharita?
Yes, who's this?
This is Ramya.
Hey, Ramya.
How are you doing?
Good. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
Okay.
Now. I just wanted to say I've been doing a marvelous meditation, and I was going to make a request that you put it on before Tuesday so that we can use it on Asha Tricha. If
okay.
You can have Yagna do that. So, because a lot of times they come out later in the week and the time is over. So anyway,
I want
that suggestion. But another thing is that, I've been doing Shreem Brzee for quite a long time and trying to get my finances in order and things, and nothing seems to be happening. And anyway, but I have to say that I had a kind of like an insight that happened finally all of a sudden the other day. And it just said to me, put your attention on creating value, not on money. Create value, and then money flows somehow. That's the idea that I got.
I love it.
So it really has changed the way I'm thinking about stuff, because I was like grabbing, trying to freak out, I got to get some money. I got to get, and it changed my whole, it's like a direction change, I think. It like I went into very calm, and all of a sudden I just, that's what you have. You need to create value and just keep creating it as much as you can.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, Ramya, because creating value, first of all, creation is what? Clarity. Right? If we're clear, then we can create. Right? So when we're clear in our mind, then we start to think of ways to create wealth, or, as you said, the value. Now, value, when you're speaking of wealth, or even just value in life in general, is all Venus energy. The highest, and Venus, who's the overlord of Venus?
Lakshmi.
Yeah. So when we have balance, the highest manifestation of Venus in our lives is where we value everything. We value our relationships.
Yeah.
We value our health. We value our wealth. We value our time, our money, our energy. So when that's all, there's a balance there, even. This is a pop quiz for you, and you don't take it if you don't want to, but if you want to go with me, it will be fun for me anyways, maybe for you too. But Venus is, which planet or which sign does Venus rule? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Libra, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the scales. So when
to bring balance, right?
To bring balance, and it also rules the sign of Taurus, which is a very earthy, motherly sign. So those two, it wants to bring the divine wants to bring balance into the natural seventh house, which is the house of relationships, and it's the Taurus is the natural second house, which is the sign of bringing wealth, earnings into our lives. So Venus is very close to Lakshmi. So everything we relate to, so if we relate to money, if we relate to relationships, if we relate to our health, then that's going to be brought in as an income, in a type of energy that's incoming into our lives. So it's really interesting. We're using all these words. We got it all. We want gold. We want, because gold is the universal currency, right?
Right.
So, and then that's the golden age. The golden age now is that the universe, the currency of the universe is saying, you guys are messed up. We need to evolve to a higher state of consciousness. So get this consciousness in you, and then you'll see things start to get balanced. because
the
world isn't going to blow up. There's a whole new generation of these intelligent divine beings, not just through the children, but also just these divine beings that we as spiritually evolved people, maybe we're at that childlike stage in the scheme of evolutionary levels, that can attract that divine energy. And if enough of us do it on the earth plane, and we do it through a spiritual master's blessings and tutelage, and the initiations coming in, that will activate those parts of our brain. And then that tells the rest of the body what to do. We don't say, okay, move leg. It just is programmed, and then we're walking, you know? So once that gets activated within us, then when we say these sounds, these are the sacred sounds of the divine. It's like we're taking the steps every day to attract, go in the right direction to attract the gold, to have the right goals, to attract that consciousness, to bring those opportunities. And how many of us have had miracles in our lives, right, where we just made the effort that we can at that point in time, and then all of a sudden something happens. So it's great that you have this beautiful way of saying, I want to create value, because that is coming from your higher self, and it's saying, don't stress about how much and this and that, because what happens to our human mind? We say, oh, I don't know how to do that, right? We negate it.
right.
Or it's too hard, or I don't have time.
I'm not making money.
There you go. And what are you saying to yourself? The divine is saying, no. It's like we're like kids, right? Oh, I want that. When the mother's trying to say, listen, just relax. I'm going to give that to you. But you're having a temper tantrum, so stop it.
Right.
So that's good. The divine is telling, create. So how do you create? Get clear. So get clear, do a meditation practice. That peace of mind, that clear space, that stillness is potent. As Dr. Pillai has said recently in different programs, it's the potency. It's that potential, that energy that's there. And you immerse your consciousness in it, you're soaking it up, and then that will guide you. That will be the direction that you want to go. And if you forget, it's not so hard. You just say the sounds, and then all of a sudden you'll remember, or you'll get back on track, or the focus will be there. And you can say, Shreem Brzeen, till the cows come home. Like, you could have been saying it forever and ever, but if it didn't click within you, to say, I need value, I need to create, I need to be clear, I need to set my goals,
right,
then the divine is saying, it's all there, why don't you just go get it? But we're not taking the steps, right?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's very helpful.
And then you said something else, Rami. I'm just sorry to interrupt. One more thing you said is that you said money flows.
Right. That's the feeling I got, is that if you create value, money will flow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I've been putting the attention on the wrong thing, not on the value.
And that's what works for you. And it's a really powerful metaphor or a visual to have for everybody. Right? We're all teaching one another how to get this stuff into our lives, you know, how to use these tools. That's a great analogy.
And something that you just said, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it reminded me of something about the consciousness of as we all grow and help each other, and if you're in a certain state. I just wanted to say that, you know, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi they did a lot of studies and everything, and they determined that 0.1% is all you need in a certain state to affect practically the whole world.
Exactly.
Because it multiplies algebraically, and so it has a very profound effect. So if we think, you don't need everybody in the whole world to be doing everything that we're doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm glad that you said that too, Rami, because, you know, as a spiritual aspirant, someone who's on the path and now have, you know, found some comfort or maybe some comfortability being with Dr. Pillai, although it doesn't seem comfortable sometimes. Woo, up and down. But, you know, you have, you resonate with that energy, and then that energy is so, it's so high, the highest, I would say. You know, I've talked to so many people over the years who have been spending decades with different teachings and masters and this and that, and they come to Dr. Pillai and they go, oh my God, what I got in this short period of time. You know, up until this point, I just am finally click. It's there. You know, that intelligence, that awareness, that knowledge, that understanding is there, and then things start to happen really quickly. It's not to say that everything before then didn't take you to this point. However, being with Dr. Pillai, clarity can come really quickly.
Yeah.
And then when we have that clarity, like you said, the it's the golden age is like the golden rule. And it's across all religions, across culture, and it's in every day that we do. If you're nice to other people and you treat everyone else as you would treat yourself, what would this world be? So not just on a psychological or social level. You know, just say, listen, I am this very 0000000000, you know, the 0.00001% of the population. That's all it takes of the entire world, you know, to wake up to this really high, high consciousness and be pure in your intention. And that can be the pebble in the pond effect collectively, because we're coming from all around the world now. Now with technology, we're able to, you know, connect with one another. And
so
that's going to bring in the gold. So the gold is Lakshmi. The gold is universal currency. Like you were saying, money flows or currency flows, you know, the energy of money flows, the material energy. And so all we have to do really is have that in our mind's eye, what it is that we'd love to see in the world. We always say, create your heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Heaven on earth is where everything is possible and everything is instantaneously manifested. And it's not manifested in a human way because God knows that's going to take forever. You know, because it has to be proven and all these things. And you have to go through so many policies and procedures and bureaucracy and all the rest, right? And that's cool. It's, you know, I'm not dissing any of that, but you know, if you want to bypass that, then go to a higher state of consciousness and let the divine do it.
Right, right. Yeah,
you know, all,
it looks
all
a lot better to do that.
Yeah, and like you said, once you get, Dr. Pillai, and people say this, oh, you know, I've been doing these practices, I've been doing this, that, and nothing's happening. And Dr. Pillai will say, and I also have mentioned, I work with Hanuman Das, he's another siddha that works with Dr. Pillai, through AstroVed Advisory Services, and I work very closely with him, and we have people who are going through, you know, a lot of intense transformations in their life, and they want to turn their lives around. And he will say, well, we're doing everything that we can do for you to clear the path. You are doing your mantras and all the rest, but then you have to take the steps, because we can't take you by the hand and make your life to go. We have to, each and every one of us has to say, okay, why am I not writing my goals down? Doesn't matter. Just write them down. You know, then when you have written them down, you'll be reminded. And I think Radha has written it in the blog, put post-it notes or create a vision board. You know, people say, you know, vision board. You don't have to get out of, go to the store and buy a board and do all that stuff. Although that can be a fun thing to do. Because the more you use your hands and the more time and energy you take to create what it is that you want to see, your little piece of heaven on earth, when you're creating that and you're empowering that material manifestation, and you're wishing that everyone could have this in the world, my God, it would be easy to have heaven on earth. Because you're constantly blessing it, right? You're constantly putting that divine energy into it.
Hello, great morning, ladies.
Hi, who's this?
This is Denise.
Sorry? Can you come closer to your microphone?
Maybe I should take you off speaker. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Denise? I just want to thank you very much for this weekly call, and the meditation was wonderful.
I really appreciate it.
I've been looking for something like this. I've been following Dr. Pillai for a few years now, and just trying to find practical ways to incorporate his teachings in everyday life. So I'm really grateful for this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Where are you calling from, Denise?
Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, great. The Windy City.
Just a little bit.
So you said the meditation was good. What was your experience of it?
I felt the energy flowing through my eyes and around my brain and down my spine. And love. I felt the love and peace of it.
Aww.
And I'd like to thank the other couple for dropping that jewel, too, to create value. I really love that as well.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and when we value something, what happens?
We bring more of it.
Yeah, we love it, right? We put more love and attention to it, and then that attracts more and more. Whatever we put our attention to, whatever we value, it makes us to not only feel good about having it, but we pay attention to it, and then we look for ways in which we can get more of that, whether it's through friends. We value our friends. We value our time. If we value our time, we definitely won't waste it, right? And we won't spend energy or spend money on it. We won't be going here and there just to kill time, right? So when we have this value, then we will be in balance all across the board in the life.
I agree. And that's definitely what I strive to achieve. I need more balance.
Mm-hmm. We all do. Yeah.
I want to ask you, you said about creating value. To do that is to have clarity. What are things we could do to create clarity or to have clarity, to get more clear on my goals? Because I don't know, it seems like the easiest thing, but writing goals doesn't come easy for me.
Yeah. It's a good question, and that's the biggest, the biggest challenge that everyone has is to continue to do it, right? So it's like when we go to school or we have to, learn something new at our job, or we, pick up a hobby or a sport or an activity, the first part of the learning process is to keep doing what? We have to keep repeating it over and over and over. So writing our goals, even though we say, oh, it's not doing anything, just keep doing it. And if you do it for 90 days and you write every day, they say, if you write your goals every day for 9 times a day, well, I am the first to say that I've only done that 1 year out of the whole 20 that I've been with, 9 times a day. But in that 1 year, everything changed. Everything changed. This is way, way back. And then I started to, cue myself. So I would put post-it notes. And then when I'm sitting and I'm doing my work, I just have like a little, you can get them at the, we have these places called dollar stores in Canada, and I have this, just a notebook binder thing. And I'll just write down in my book, health, money, relationships, spiritual. Mm. Just those words will cue me. And I'll do that on the hour. And then I'll just think, okay, health. Well, how's my health going? Oh, my God, I forgot I didn't eat. I have to eat regularly. Or am I thinking about money? Oh, my God, I'm only thinking crappy thoughts about money. I don't have enough. So then I do Shreem Brzee. So you have to, it's almost like we have to do a pattern interrupt to cue us in what the right thoughts are. Like Dr. Pillai says, you can meditate all you want and you can pretend that you're a good person all you want. Until you test the waters in life, you won't know, right?
Right.
So when you're writing the goals constantly, and as I mentioned previously, I had written down all these names of people that I wanted to have a better relationship or have some sort of resolve, and then I let it go because it was just too, I was like, oh my God, I can't look at that because I feel bad, good, whatever, indifferent, right, wrong. I just didn't want back for all that stuff going on. So I just left it, and I focused on the things that I needed to focus on. And then went back to it and went, oh, my God, all these people, they're all, everything's fine now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you have to, you know, dig at everyone every day, because that can be, you know, challenging. So just focus on ones. So, for example, now we are talking about the sun, or we're in alignment with the sun's energy and moving through Aries, and Aries for this 30 days from the 14th, I believe it was, of April until the mid-May. So for 30 days, if you just think about your health, how you're presenting yourself, maybe get a makeover, think of a makeover, think of, you know, presenting yourself in a whole new way, that will be a goal that is in alignment with that energy. Try to think of how I would present myself differently. Write down, I want to be promoted, or I want to have a new job, or I want to have more money coming in. And then you know the mantra that is right at this time is Shreem. Gives you direction, and Brzee gives you wealth. So use that mantra all the way through this 30 days. As often as you can, write it. And so next to your goal, it can be, okay, my personality is going to change. I want clarity in my mind. You just experienced a meditation where you were clear. You had a good meditation. It was peaceful, calm. That's clarity. That clarity is full of creative potential. That creative potential is divine. And that is way beyond what we can think. You know, we're slow in our thinking. We can't figure anything out fast enough, right? So, but the divine can. So the divine, if you're just constantly, oh, I'm in that state of peace, I'm going to keep saying Shreem Brzee, that's going to, even if I have to think about, okay, I got to get in my car, I got to drive, I got to go get this, I got to do this, I got to pick up the kids, I got to go to work, I got to deal with this, I got to get this project done. Your mind can do whatever it's going to do because it's a monkey and it just wants to do that. However, if in the background, or if you can bring it to the foreground, you use these sounds, Shreem and Brzee, and you just put those in there, that energy will eventually make you to do things really quickly. It will make you to do things with more joy, more peace. And then when you're cultivating that, that's how you create a better or more fulfilling or more rewarding life. That's where you manifest things very easily.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make sense to you, Denise?
It's Danae, and yes, it does. Thank
Danae,
you.
Danae. How do you spell
Danae.
It?
D-A-N-A-E.
N-A-E. Oh, Danae. Okay. Beautiful name.
Thank you. Thank you. I came to me the other day, actually, that peace is related to being in the moment. It's hard to be in the moment if you don't have peace.
Yeah.
So, I have to be more at peace to be in the moment.
And how will you do that, Denise?
It's tapping into that within me. It's already within me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so these sounds, Shreem and Brzee, because that's the energy of this month, that's just ready to just be available to us, right?
Yes.
Then you're going to be in that consciousness. Like, just, I don't know if you get into Christmas, but I'm just thinking Christmas or Easter or something like that. You're getting into that energy of that time, period, right? You're not
right.
thinking about Christmas, the day of Christmas. You're thinking about Christmas shopping, Christmas, where am I going to, you know, buy my dress or, you know, go to that dinner? Where are we going for dinner? So everything, and what am I going to buy other people? So it's a whole consciousness that goes on for most people for like about a month, right?
Yeah, a good month.
A good month, even more. Like some people, they think about it in the summer when they can get all those good deals, right?
Right, right.
So whatever you want to put your attention to, you'll figure it out, right? So if you put your attention to Shreem and Brzee, and you do it at this point in time, it's going to set inside of you. This is your new personality. This is your new personality trait. We could say that just for fun. Try it out. So we'll say, this is what I want to cultivate in me, this sense of someone who has complete, that they know exactly where they're going. They know exactly what they want to manifest. They've written their goals. I'm always looking on the internet, you know, and I'm always looking at, you know, kind of heavenly scenes, you know. Wouldn't it be cool if everyone had a beautiful house, if everyone had a beautiful place to go, like a yoga center or somewhere where they could feel safe, you know, if all kids, you know, single moms and their kids could be in a place, in a community where they could work and their kids could be there. I'm thinking of these things. How could we kind of look at life and in our everyday activities, how could that show up in our lives so we don't see suffering in the world? Mm-hmm. You know, we can start with our own communities and then go bigger. Mm-hmm. I visit Tripura Foundation, the Hope Towns, and I read the stories about these kids, and I'm just, tears are brought to my eyes because it's happening. You know, these kids are coming up from the worst situations, and what are they doing? They're just doing these sounds. That's what they're doing. And the money that people are donating is going towards some food, giving them some food to eat, you know, and then the teachers are there to support the kids doing the sounds. And then the sounds are what is creating that consciousness and giving them self-esteem. It's giving them direction. It's helping them to focus and not be distracted. And so when they focus and they're less distracted, then they know what their goals are. They take care of themselves. They value that, it, you know, they have this sense of self-esteem that values how they tend to value how they look and, you know, how they take care of themselves. And they understand that this is all part of growing up and being in this life, and not just someday, but in our everyday activities. So when they start to feel good, they start to naturally be compassionate towards other people who were in their situation before they got into these hope programs. So when I go and I visit there, I just go, oh, I'm so reminded of this. There's hope, right? There, this world is going to shift. And we can do it. These kids can do it. We can certainly do it. But they're dedicated. These kids, they do it every day, no matter what their circumstances. And that's what motivates me. When I want to go here and there, I go, man, these kids, look at, they're just basically, you know, living on so little. And yet they do these sounds and they have such tremendous faith, which is just positivity. And they just go and they say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to keep doing it and it's going to manifest a better reality. And it does. And they do it in a group. So they can't escape. You know, they can't skip out.
So this is more power in a group.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's not like these kids don't have their good or bad days. I've seen these kids over the years, and definitely they go through their ups and downs, and they have their challenges like every other person on the planet, because we're all humans. And we all have the same experiences. It doesn't matter how little you have or how much, you know, all the stuff that you have. You worry about the same things. Mm-hmm. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, so good luck to you, Denis.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And God willing, I'll be tuning in next week.
Please do, and let us know how it goes. But Shreem Brzee, everybody do Shreem Brzee for this month, you know, from now till mid-May, or you can do it even after that, but it will really support you. It will give you, if you don't know what your goals are, if you get off track or you forget, when you're saying these sounds, it will bring that consciousness that will make you to do the right thing. So instead of coming off this call and saying, okay, now I'm just going to go lie down, or you can do that, just put on a meditation or a mantra loop. Or if you're going to go driving in your car or going for a walk, everybody's got a cell phone or some record, you know, audio device, put that on. Or give yourself a little gift. It costs, I think, 99 cents. Some are free, even the apps on astrovet.com. Go to the apps and download the Lakshmi one, the horror app. Horror Watch is there. Every hour you'll hear the mantra of the hour. And that will keep you in alignment with the energy that's available for that hour. And even if you have had an astrology consultation, or you know there's some planet hammering away at you and creating obstacles, don't focus on that. You just focus on the sound of the hour, and then that being will come in and say, oh, hi, you're paying attention to me, so then I will give you good results. People think, oh, my God, I have a bad Saturn, or I have a bad Sun, or I have a bad this, bad that. And that might be true. However, planets are also good. So you have it. It's kind of like the secret is once you know what your handicap is, then you'll call on that being and say, hey, you deliver this to me, and I know your sound. I'll say something that will please you. And then you do something or say something, and then they say, oh, okay, you're my friend. Then let's make this to happen for you.
Okay.
So these are the secrets that Dr. Ply shares. You know, and then in everyday life, you just tune in, and every hour you will be in alignment with those energies. And then if you put yourself in a meditation practice or some program where you are immersed in that for, you know, either, as I mentioned, as a webcast or as a four-week program or six-week or whatever it is, then you are really dedicating your evolution to something that is going to transform your life, but also inspire so many others.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so do what you can. Shreem Brzee all the way home.
It's one of my favorite mantras, and it's one of the ones that I actually know how to say.
Hey, there you go. That's great.
So again, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Being in this space with you.
Oh, lovely to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Fran. Hi.
How are you?
Good. I wanted to share my experience of Shreem Brzee.
Okay.
When I came close to Shreem, my heart was expanding and visually opening, just to a field like an openness, and I was like, great, right? So again, as I got to the M, you know, I felt it on my lips. It then moved into my upper crown, you know, into my head, and receive the light and inspiration. So I was watching this movement of Shereen Brzee, and when I got back to Brzee, it went back out into my heart and then bellowed out like baskets of flowers tossed out. So I just wanted to go through this because I think how we perceive and be inspired from the sound. Now it comes from fullness. Reaches us, so the love expands, and then it goes and receives the light from above, and your head gets all lit, and it comes back down with all kinds of power and joy and inspiration to bring it out, you know? Here, go. So I was thinking about flowers beforehand, so this kind of like maybe brought this image. But I wanted to share that because creativity comes from fullness and comes from inspiration. So from fullness comes fullness. And we can only really perceive who we are. And so as we purify, the innocence of ourselves is more likely to be expressed in any way that we see, like, you know, what we like. Anyway, I'm kind of punching notes, but I'm trying to talk from my head, I guess. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are. I love the word that you used, Fran, where you said fullness. Because when we're saying, Lakshmi, she represents abundance. You know, so when you use the word fullness, right away I just thought that's what abundance is. It's having that full, satisfied feeling and that, like you said, it's kind of like it's moving through you and it's going out and it's inspiring and it's pervading outward. You know, it means that there's an overflow happening. You know, that's what I get, is this visual overflow. So there's so much that you can't even contain it. So there's enough for it to go out and spill into others as well.
Yeah, so the whole process of, like, with the goal setting, I thought was a little narrow at first. But then I realized it comes from the inception. You first have to feel full. First have to experience that, you know, desire coming from desire, they say, from God or from the sire, right, heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I look outside and I see all the blades of grass. There's a zillion of them. And they're all bursting from the earth. It's a natural desire for life to express itself. And, you know, it's just so much energy, especially now with spring, you know, it can burst forth with all extra, you know, momentum to, okay, it's time to shine. So anyway, that's what I was thinking. If you just align with nature right now, you can also feel that energy. That's my contribution for today.
No, it's amazing, and I so much appreciate what you're saying, because this, when you just, I just write down what everyone is sharing and what you've said here. It's this, the desire is for life to express itself, and spring is a time to burst forth and a time to shine. And that's what we're talking about when we pay attention to the sun, the transit of the sun in Aries. Aries is the fire sign that wants to burst forth and blaze new trails. So it's like this energy will be in us, so why not put it into our lives, so put it to use. And if we don't know what our goals are, we won't know where we're going. So it's like if you decide, okay, I'm going to go on a holiday, but you don't choose a destination, where are you going to go? You'll just be like randomly going here, going there. You might not have planned for going here, going there. So then you might spend more time or energy, all the rest, and then you, oh, geez, I should have done it this way, done that way. But as you get, you know, and maybe you did that as a kid, I did certainly, but then I realized, okay, now I only have a certain amount of time that I can go on vacation. So I have to choose a destiny or a couple and then make sure that I have the time, the money, the resources to do those things, to see those places, to experience the experiences that I want to have. So we have to kind of have a goal or set our plan, and then once that plan is there, you can just throw it away, you know, after that. But you can't tell me that, well, very few people tell me that they don't think about their vacation. Once they set that place that they're going to go, that destination, there's a lot that goes into that.
You know, you're right. You're right about all those things. But, you know, I have to say something because I am on that, you know, oops, I didn't set the goal. But on the other hand, now when you're saying words like sun, I took it in with so much gratitude. I felt the sun coming into me.
Aww.
It's sort of having an opening experience, right? So gratitude. Right now, my goal, I guess, would be gratitude. Mm-hmm. Everything I do and see now is coming into different, you know, like receptor sites, you know. The receptor site right now is hungry for gratitude. So what I have had in my life, maybe scarred with emotional blah, blah, disappointment, blah, blah, and I'm reviewing everything so it's refreshed with a sense of I didn't have the full picture with the gratitude. I suddenly see that, oh, it's not that I was neglected. It was that they thought I was so self-sufficient. I didn't need it, and I am self-sufficient. So I'm restoring my self-confidence. It's a sense of like, okay, making a full circle and coming back to myself with more, instead of, you know, with having been in a battle and coming home with scars, the scars are now just a chance to say, okay, I worked it that way, and now I'm allowing for generosity and compassion and, oh, well, in circumstances, I'm not my circumstances. I'm still free to perceive life now from a new gain place, a new, like, offering. I can offer life more than just my personal limited point of view. I can give back life the gratitude it was offering me to start with that I missed in the beginning or along the way. So, I mean, I sound silly, maybe. I mean, like a little kid.
No.
But
This is great. You should come on these programs. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a babe. I'm feeling like my purity and innocence is coming back.
Oh.
So grateful. Thank you.
It is. It's the purity is what we need, right? We need to have that purity in order to create.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little story. I was in, let's say, Walmart shopping. And I guess I was in a free mode. And as I was walking around, I felt close to almost everybody I was with. I turned, there was a guy, you know, I didn't realize he was watching me. We were looking at eggs. And so the conversation went into, you know, which kind of eggs and the free ones. And before you know it, we were laughing. So we're going down the aisle, and there's somebody else. And each person had something else to share with me, and I had something to share with them. Before you know it, I was hugging people, taking cookies, sharing cookies. It was this one lady, I saw her dress. It. Oh, that looks really pretty. And she turned around and she goes, oh, it's so, she just started crying. And she goes, I'm so alone. And I gave her these hugs. And I have this blessing I think I could do. And she's like a blessing. She just started pouring her life out. I just came through all this cancer. And I had lost 7 children. And anyway, she's telling me a whole story. All I could do was keep hugging her. I mean, I didn't have a goal when I walked into Walmart. But I set myself free, you know, shopping to be a part of the environment, to be not just going for what I needed, but allowing what was there to be part of my experience. And it was so fulfilling. One time I left the store, I wish I had shared phone numbers, and I did healing for this other guy. And, you know, it was like a part of the world again. And really made, I mean, I live a lot of my life isolated and except on the computer. And for me, it was stepping out. And I thought, thank you, God, you know. Anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. And thank you, Fran. This is very potent, and it's going to be inspiring for others to listen.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, namaste. I better quit. Be quiet.
Okay. Anytime, Fran. Anytime. Jump in. Thank you so much. All right, so you can feel the energy coming through, and the members who are sharing, thank you so much, because even though we may not know who's listening now on the call, that's fine, there are definitely people who listen to the recordings, and I hear from them through, you know, calls that we set up. I'm doing one-to-one coaching calls for those people who may need some extra support, or you have a situation in your life where you're saying, okay, well, what are the best ways to help me to come out of this situation based on, you know, you're coming to Pillai Center or Astrovid, and there's so many different offerings, so many different programs, and maybe you've chosen some, but they're not quite honing in on the situation, or they've gotten you to this point of understanding of how you can, you know, clear up the rest of it. So if you want to, you can send an email, and then I can meet up with you. And then we can set up a time to have a coaching session, and then give you some guidance or some direction, help to answer your questions, give you some clarity, give you some coaching support on as best I can, and on things that you can do. And it's been really helpful for people. So, you know, this is a great offering, and I'm happy to do it. So you can just send an email to either SundaysWithSucharita@applycenter.com or SucharitaApplyCenter.com, and then we'll set up a time slot that works for both of us. So that's something that's available. You can also send an email, and then just, you know, I'll respond accordingly. If I can, if there's just very straightforward, simple questions, then I can give guidance back, feedback for you as well. So we've come to the top of the hour. Is there any other questions? Or if you have any comments, or actually, Trinity is coming up on the 21st. Again, you can read about that on astrovet.com. And I don't know if anyone has had anything who would like to share if they've had experiences in the past participating in Akshaya Tritiya. But for myself, over the years, I've been in person when I've been in India. I've been staying there for some time. Usually I'll spend some time every year there. And sometimes it's over Akshaya Tritiya, and there will be a time where I've gone and I've participated in these, the special services. And although they may seem a bit strange, you know, there's an elephant puja they have, and a horse and a cow comes, and the priests do different things. This is from the Vedic tradition. The mystics of India have said, you know, you participate in these either in person or in proxy, and you will receive the blessings of the divine. It might seem a little bit strange to the modern, you know, person in the modern world. Well, I'm not really sure. But I go with what Dr. Pillai says. Try it out. Experience it for yourself. And when you have your own experience that no one can negate, because you have it, you might not be able to explain it fully, and it really doesn't matter because it's made the thing to manifest. So over the years, I've been participating either online, you know, proxy or in person, and it doesn't matter. The benefits are there. And the blessings that are coming from these divine beings, particularly Lakshmi at this point in time, it will stay with you. It will give you the direction. It will tell you you can do this project. It will be beneficial for you. You know, on different levels. It may not bring tremendous finances, but it will help to cultivate that sense of joy that will be everlasting, that no money can buy, that health or peace of mind that no money can buy, that self-esteem that no one can take away from you. And then that sense of doing something beyond yourself that's really purposeful. As Fran was saying, you go into Walmart and or anywhere in your life, and you say, I want to connect with people. And the divine will say, no problem. Here you go. And then you won't feel alone. You won't feel like, oh, I'm just me and my computer. So, you know, because I can totally relate to you, Fran. I'm on my computer even though I'm speaking with different people. Having that physical interaction with others is tremendous for the soul's evolution. So it's really, you know, it's really important to get that blessing from the goddess Lakshmi, the divine archetype, the deity, the energy that represents non-declining. It will maintain, sustain your sense of wealth, health, and happiness. Everything that represents joy, abundance on the earth plane is all about that consciousness. So wherever you are, wherever you go in the world, whatever you do online, you'll be looking for that. Your eyes will want to go to see those kinds of things. You won't want to go find out how terrible things are happening in the world. Not that you will ignore it, but the tendency for a lot of people is to get immersed in that, oh God, it's a hopelessness, right? So we can acknowledge it and then pray. Okay, Lakshmi, you know what? I'm calling on you all the time. This has got to end. We can't have this. Then you've done your part, and you know, you leave it to the divine, and don't immerse yourself into it. You know, unless you're in politics and all the rest, and even that, they have to follow certain rules, right? So it depends on what your karma is, your dharma is. So find that out. You know, this is a great time of the year to get an astrology consultation and find out what direction you need to go. You can say to the astrologer, look, this is what I want to know. This, you know. These are my goals. What do you see for me right now? And the astrologer will say, hey, this is what I see right now. You'll say, okay, what can I do about that? Will chanting the mantra Shri Mrazi, yes. We'll do, what else can I do? What else can I do? What else can, and you'll start to live this very purposeful life. Because you've got like a roadmap, you've got some direction. And then you'll, whatever practices you do, the programs that you immerse yourself in, that will create, as we have shared in other programs, it will create that beautiful architecture or temple within. And Dr. Pillai says, all these meditations, all these mantras will create a new consciousness within you that will be standing the test of time. No one can, you know, blow it up or knock it down. Because they won't even know that it's going on inside of you. Only you will. You can just go about your day, just like Dr. Pillai. He gets on a plane, he goes places, he's mingling with everyone, and no one knows that he has the power to really transform people's lives. When you're in the presence of him and you're tuned in to his energy. And how do you tune into his energy? You know, there's people who are going to be in seeing him in the UK, in London. He's going to be there May 31st. And they're so excited. You know, they keep writing, oh my God, I can hardly wait till he comes. What do I have to do when I see him? You know, they're just... they're so excited because I said, well, how do you think he's coming? I'm praying to him all the time. I want to see him. I want to meet him. And sure enough, he makes an event. You know, people have been saying, okay, so when is he coming to Toronto? Because that's where I am right now. And I'll say, keep praying. Keep asking him. Keep calling on him. He'll come. So you can say, well, I'm only one person. Hey, if you're saying it every day, that one person is going to be pinging him every day. Ping, 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 ping. Eventually he's going to answer. Who is this keeps pinging me? Right, so the divine is always going to be there. It's a very exciting month ahead, year ahead. Make the most out of it. Get the directions that you need to go to attain your goals and get the support. And then it should be smooth, pretty smooth sailing. Even if it's not smooth like a flat line, it'll be, you know, it'll be an adventure in consciousness. So I wish you all the best. If no one else is going to interrupt me or ask any questions, we've come to a pretty complete hour. Another hour. Time flies when you're having fun. All right. Well, take care, everyone. God bless. And we'll see you next week and love to hear how it has been for you during Akshaya Tritiya. which is on April 21st. And it's a great time if you're thinking, if you haven't bought gold and you're thinking of buying gold, do it on that day. And if you are going to be busy that day, then there's gold that you can buy. There's a 5-gram, 22-carat Padalakshmi gold pendant, and you have that gold, and it's been empowered through this particular ritual. That is going to be divinely charged gold, and then it will get sent to you. So that offering is also available on Astrobit as well. And there's Fire Labs. Fire Labs brings the gold. So try that out. Try all these things out, and then you'll understand. Okay, I might have been doing stuff up until this point, and this could be my breakthrough because I have a deeper understanding. I know the value of it. And once you know the value, there's no one who can shake you or disturb or create doubt in you. Once you know the value, then time, money, and energy will be yours. And then you will have that ability to choose wisely. All right, so have an amazing... Sorry, I just got distracted. There's a beautiful butterfly that was hanging out my window. Time to fly. All right, everyone, have a beautiful week ahead, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.